Matt Greenwood back for AM 1400 KJFF. It is the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Festus 71, Herculaneum 44. Some girls basketball for you this evening. And I'm joined by Chris Ellis, head coach of the victorious Festus Tigers. Coach, from the get-go, you know, this was one of those games where it appeared like your defense was really in the right mindset, really in a good flow. You gave up 11 first-quarter points, but from then on out, for the second and third quarter, you really shut down this Black Cat offense. Kind of my observation is just great hands in the passing lane, great reading of the offensive sets for Herky. But what's your assessment of the defense?
Well, we try to chart deflections because our motto is deflections are huge. And Bria Garman got a ton in the first quarter and actually the whole first half. And deflections really disrupt any team's offensive flow. You know, they don't get the pass where they want it to go. Dribblers have a hard time. It creates a lot of chaos. And we had active hands from just about everybody on our basketball team. So I'm really pleased with that.
Nine different players scored. You got some bench players in there. Kinsey Banach had some good minutes. Samantha Helbreck, also Tristan Falk, Maddie Deering came in and immediately made an impact in the fourth quarter. But your starting five in Heben Street, Rickerman, Edding, Garman, and McMillan really did a phenomenal job of just, you know, finding the right teammate to shoot the ball. And Abby Rickerman knocked down some threes. Bria Garman knocked down some huge threes in that first quarter, and just really some good high percentage shots that were falling through for you guys.
Well, we heard through the grapevine that they'd employ a triangle in two, and we were right. And so we had about 45 seconds to work on it because we didn't come to that realization until afterwards, after practice yesterday. So the girls really responded. I mean, a triangle and two junk defenses are sometimes difficult to decipher, but I think we did a good job. And once we got our fast break going, got some stops on defense, it really didn't make any difference that they were in a triangle and two anymore.
Abby McMillan, I mean, what can you say? Great rebounder down low for you, just a good fighter. And at 6'3", sometimes it feels like it's a little easy for her to get some of these rebounds. So what was your assessment?
It does seem like that, but it's not easy for her. She works really hard, and, you know, she's just catching up with her height right now. Her best days are ahead of her. I'm really excited about her possibilities. But thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, no problem. Abby Rickerman, though, is the one that really impressed me tonight with her shooting. She just seems to be a really good shooter for you.
Well, we're blessed with some good shooters. Abby, Jenna, you know, just really good marksmen. And, Abby was being guarded man-to-man. Jenna was being guarded man-to-man. They did a great job of still, you know, keeping their heads, not worrying too much about what was happening with the triangle and two, and staying with the offensive flow and, like you said, finding the open guy. So couldn't be more pleased.
And I'm looking at the stats going into the game, Coach. Rickerman, a 48% shooter on shots inside the perimeter and then 36% beyond it. So obviously the good numbers going in, and I believe she did just a really good job of the shooting percentage there. And I'm going to go ahead and transition that into, you know, our Player of the Game Award. It's an Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game Award. And I just, in this type of game, when you're able to knock down shots early in a game to sort of widen the gap, and then the defense, you know, proves to be really good, and then you knock down, and then you come out in the second half and really get on a roll. That's what Abby Rickerman helped you guys to. In that third quarter, she had seven of your team's points there. So as far as I'm concerned, she is the player of the game, but I know there were quite a good few tonight.
We need about 10 of those. So
yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And if she's ever in Farmington, okay, a free appetizer for from Applebee's.
Thank you very much.
Coach,
appreciate it, sir. Thanks
yep.
for being here tonight.
You're very welcome. That is Chris Ellis, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And as for our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game, you know, again, it is basketball, and there's a lot of different plays that happen, and it's not easy to remember every single one of them. So I cheat a little bit, and I kind of give you a moment in the game, not necessarily one single play, but a series of plays that really stand out about the game tonight. So our Gilster Mary Lee series of plays of the game, Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates, benefits and bonus pay included. If you're interested, you can call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. That's 800-851-5371. And, you know, it goes really into the second quarter. Festus was up 21-16. They go on a 16-2 run to end the first half. At the break, they were up 37-18. And there was a play a couple, like I said, a series of plays in the second quarter where Bria Garmon, as Coach Ellis and I talked about, got her hands in the passing lane, created some turnovers, some fast break opportunities, and the beneficiaries of some of those fast breaks were Abby Rickerman and Jenna Edding. And there was a series of plays in that second quarter when Festus made their 16-2 run where Garmon stole it twice and helped lead a fast break opportunity twice as well. Rickerman and Edding wound up getting the points on those fast break tries. So as far as I'm concerned, those are the Gilster Mary Lee series of plays of the game. All right, as far as our paid sponsors go, that's about it. Again, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game is Abby Rickerman, 18 points on the night. Got to rest pretty much for the entire fourth quarter. The Festus Tigers are now 5-0 after this 71-44 victory.